Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for visiting my site and checking it out. And thank you to all of you who I think may have given us a record number of subscribers this last week. Thank you very much, those of you who subscribe to our newsletter, our free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email. And we're now in our sixth year of the newsletter. And so thank you for all of you who did that and all of you who send us the nice notes and tell us how much that what we send you helps you and how much you appreciate that. We like that. It's always nice to hear those kind of comments. So thank you for that. Don't forget jbsba.com. And that's where you can do a lot of different things, including listen to the show in a couple of other formats. If you're listening on the radio and you want to go back and hear something else that we said, you can go back and do that at our website. So check that out when you get a chance. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, including J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line, the 2005 edition, by the way. She's our good friend. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Barbara, as always. And also, folks, her new book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business. And later in the show, we're going to talk about that. But Barbara, we got some deadlines coming up, haven't we?
We sure do. We have for calendar year corporations, tomorrow, March 15th, is the deadline for filing the 2004 income tax return, or, if you can't complete the return, for requesting an automatic six-month filing extension.
And automatic is the operative word there, isn't it, Barbara?
That's correct. You don't have to give a reason. You just have to apply on time, which means by tomorrow.
Exactly, by tomorrow. Now, can we go to the website, the IRS.gov website, and get the extension?
You can get the forms there, yeah. You can call up. There's so many different ways to do the extension.
Can you call up?
Pop it in the mail, yeah.
Can you call them and extend it?
If you need to make payments, there's a way to do it that way.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
There's certainly.
So it's not an extension for taxes that you owe.
Correct.
But it's an extension for filing of the return.
That is correct.
So, and folks, this is something, you know, don't get yourself all excited about the date. If you're not ready, if you don't have your taxes done, don't kill yourself. Go ahead and file the extension. And Barbara, just because you file an extension, that puts no extra percentage on you getting audited, does it?
Absolutely not. In fact, I've even heard the opposite argued that
right.
Perhaps it's to your advantage that your return gets less scrutiny. But mm-hmm. frankly, I talk to people at the IRS and they say all the returns go through the same process, go through the same computer screening process. So it really doesn't matter what time you file your return
right. From
that perspective.
Right. And if you don't know how much taxes you're going to owe, and if you think you're not going to owe any taxes, but you're not sure, just file the extension. And let's say that, Barbara, you file the extension, and it turns out in 3 months you go ahead and file your return. It turns out that you owed them a couple of $1,000. What are they going to do? They're going to take your money, right?
Well, that's right. You're going to pay some interest and perhaps a penalty depending on how much you underpaid. But don't forget, if you're talking about an S corporation, we're not really talking about taxes involved
right.
here because the taxes flow through to the owner. So
right.
the corporation is in most cases not paying any tax. So it's not even an issue in that situation. It's only for the C corporations.
Right. But it is, you do have to file if you are an S.
And
then you'll have to file again for personal in April 15th or extend to August 15th.
Well, that's right. If you're going to get an extension for your corporation, you're probably going to have to get one for your personal return because the S corporation may not have completed the Schedule K-1,
right.
which you need for your return.
But what we're talking about now, though, is basically if you're an S corp, you file an extension or the return on the 15th of March. And you actually have an extra 30 days to pay your taxes without any penalty if you're an S corp, right?
Well, the S corporation doesn't pay any penalty.
I mean the C corp, the clock starts on March 15th.
Correct.
But with an S corp,
in effect, that's true because the owner is not paying until
right.
April 15th. That
goes right on down. So you pick
the tax amount.
Extra 30 days without interest and penalty if you're an S corp. But now remember, and Barbara, help us with this. March 15th is just for corporations, not partnerships, not LLCs, not in sole proprietorships.
That's correct. This is just for corporations, C and S. And you have to keep that in mind because people may not think of S corporations as having that the same date as
right.
C corporations. But
and I think also a lot of people think that if it's an LLC, they call it because they think the C in LLC is corporation.
That's right. But that's not... That's right, but the partnership return, which is the return that's filed by LLCs, is not due till April 15th.
And that C, by the way, folks, stands for company, limited liability company. And
correct.
So be sure you pay attention to that. We want to dispel that myth there, Barbara. Do any of the deadlines for filing retirement, any of the retirement funding programs, do any of those go away? March 15th. They're pretty much all April 15th, aren't they? That are still, if they're still available.
Okay. Well, retirement plans. You have for businesses. You have until the extended due date to fund your plan. So let's say you had a profit sharing plan. You've had it for years. You set it up. You know, it's been set up before the end of 2004. You have until the extended due date. So if you're a C corporation, you're going to have until September 15th to actually put the money in for 2004.
What about an S corp?
Same thing. Any business, a sole proprietor who gets an extension through October 15th.
But IRA.
The only exception is that there's a firm April 15th deadline for putting money into traditional or Roth IRAs.
No extensions.
No extension, even if you have an extension for your return.
Right. You got to get that in by April 15th. What about funding an HSA, a health savings account?
Same date, April 15th.
An HSA very much like an IRA in terms of the parameters, right?
Yeah, they tried to make it because people are used to the IRAs. They thought that they would do a lot of the similar rules for HSAs.
Right. Exactly. Barbara, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you'll get Barbara to maybe finish up any other quick things she wants to say about taxes. Then I want her to talk to us a little bit about this new book she's got, Starting an eBay Business, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business. Coming up right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of so many books on small business taxes that I hurt my back carrying them all in here. The last one, though, the 2005 edition, is J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line. Barbara, give us your website, please.
Well, I have two of them. For my newsletter, go to bwideas.com. And for a listing of my books, go to barbaraweltman.com.
All right. And BW Ideas, they can also get a tax tip there, too, can't they?
Every day there's a new tip for small
and
business. Not just taxes, but all kinds of ways to run your business better.
And that newsletter is an outstanding print newsletter. Comes out, what, monthly, right, Barbara?
That's correct.
All right. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Barbara, any other things you want to tell us about taxes? We're going to get you back on before some of the other deadlines too. We always do. But anything else that you'd like to help us out with on as we get ready to do our tax season?
Well, my only tip is just to make sure that you see what's new on the return for this year. Don't assume. And even if you're just make sure that your accountant is going to be up on the latest as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't assume that everybody knows all the changes. There were so many new laws last year, and so many changes, and so many cost of living adjustments, and it's a lot to take in. But
don't
sure
forget
that
manufacturing opportunity there, too.
Well, that's for 2005.
That's for 2005. Okay, that's right. That didn't start till this year.
Correct.
But don't forget that anyway, folks. For
yeah, you might want to be planning right now for that.
Absolutely. Barbara, you're now an expert on eBay. You just amaze me, Barbara, all the things that you do and all the things that you know. Tell us about the new book.
Well, the new book is for people who want to use eBay as a business. You know, there are more than 500,000 people now that make eBay a full-time living. This
right.
is what they do.
Right.
And the great thing about eBay from starting a business and growing a business perspective is it's so easy. You know, you do it from home. You do it on your own time. You can start small with what you have. You probably have all the tools of the trade, the computer, and everything that you need to get going.
You need a digital camera, too.
You need a digital, well, for most things, depending on yeah. what you sell, but for most things, you're going to need a digital camera. But, you know, you can get an adequate digital camera for about $100.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
So that's why people are doing it. And the book tells you how to really make it in what's becoming an extremely competitive marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
When eBay started less than 10 years ago, actually, it'll be coming up on 10 years, it was easy. You were the first one out there. What you had to sell was desired, and you
People
got a great price.
Snapped them up. Mm-hmm.
Now everything's come out of the woodwork, and the competition is fierce, and you have to know how to find your niche and differentiate yourself, and it's all about selling.
Well, it's not a frontier anymore. It's a well-developed, mature marketplace, it's a cyber marketplace, folks. It's a place, and it's such a cool place. Any of these online marketplaces are, and there are more than one. eBay's not the only one, but
absolutely.
But these are places that really give buyers and sellers a place to meet, who would never have been able to find each other otherwise.
That's right. And you know, even if you're not using eBay to start a separate business, it's a great tool for your existing business.
Absolutely.
Because it's a great place to purchase supplies or buy or sell inventory. You may have excess inventory that you want to sell. I mean, that's what Best Buy and Circuit City do. They're selling their excess inventory on eBay. Or, whatever you need, just to find things. You can just I automatically go now to eBay to see if I need anything, just to see what prices are, to know if
mm-hmm.
your prices are competitive.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, tell us the first step that you need to take to start an eBay business.
Well, I think, maybe it sounds obvious, but the first step is you sort of have to familiarize yourself with how eBay works. And, I mean, there's separate language and separate payment. You know, you have to get into the PayPal process, which is a little different than credit cards,
mm-hmm.
but similar. But, you know, you want to familiarize yourself with how eBay works. And it really doesn't take long. Just become a buyer, for example. Go
That's
out and buy
something.
That's
probably the best way to do the research is to become a purchaser.
Exactly. Get into the bidding. See the different sales formats. You know, auction isn't the only way to buy things on eBay. And so you want to familiarize yourself with all the different options. And then just jump in. You can jump in small, as I
is
said. It, you don't
there,
have to.
Is there a place on the website, eBay.com, where they say, you know, if you want to set up, if you want to become a merchant, go here?
Yes, absolutely. And there are all kinds of tools to help you. And
my book
provides all kinds of guidance and tells you where to go to learn this or that.
If we buy your book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business, you basically hold their hand and walk them through it all that, don't you?
Happens with photos and all.
Wow, yeah, it's a good book, folks. I have mine in front of me, and I'm thinking about starting an eBay business, Barbara. So I'm gonna be reading your book.
Great.
I need another job, Barbara.
You have nothing else to do.
I need something to do in my spare time.
Well, this you can do, you know, in the middle of the night.
Absolutely. When I ordinarily would be sleeping the 3 hours I sleep.
That's right.
Barbara, thank you for being here. Give us your websites again, please.
It's BWIdeas and BarbaraWeltman.com.
Now, BarbaraWeltman.com is where we can find all of your books, right?
Correct.
A complete listing of all your books. Or just go to your local bookstore or check her out wherever books are sold. Barbara, you're the best. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you later. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of the original members of our Brain Trust, and we won't do without her. Quick break. I'll be right back with another longtime member of our Brain Trust, Russell Brown. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.